312-644-6767. Let's get things going. First of all, we're going to go to Naperville. Popeye, good morning.
Hey, Lester, how you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's always a pleasure. And can I say something? This show is off the hook because you hit every little detail so well. And I do want to make a comment about the Bulls this year. I think they're going to win 75 games again this
75
year.
Games? Why would you make a comment like that? Would be an NBA record.
We are suckers for you all doing bits with Les Grossi. We just are. We just are. And I can speak for you on that one, right?
Yeah.
We all enjoy it.
Yeah, I mean, I feel a little bad. I feel like I have a little more empathy for Les. Maybe just because I'm a softy or I don't know.
He handles it so well, though.
It's not a bit. That's Popeye.
That was a real guy.
That was just a drunk guy
named Popeye.
Yeah, no, that was Popeye. That's not a bit.
Okay.
All right. Well,
you guys don't know Popeye?
No.
I don't know.
He's the guy who thinks the Bulls are going to win 75 games.
Yeah. He's that guy.
Yeah, it's not a bit. It's Popeye.
All right, my bad.
Wani wants some snacks. Can we go get him some snacks?
Yeah,
he's looking for he's in that wafers in here. There's
I'm
nothing
not
in here.
Hungry.
He gets Wani here left early. The studio. What do we got to eat?
He just starts telling stories.
I'm going to get him some almonds. I'll be right back.
All right, you go get Wani some almonds.
Some great stories.
Whip up a tray or something here.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's my department, Shane. I'll take care of that. I'll get a charcuterie tray. Go get me some Lunchables. Cut them open. I'll throw them on a plate. We're good.
We should have Dave grade your charcuterie board. Coming up at 4 o'clock. But I think this was a bit. Les got called with, we'll say, a theory on Justin Fields.
Let's go to Atlantic City. Hello, John. Good morning.
Good evening, Les. How are you?
What's up, John? How are you?
Amazing. I'm calling from the great state of New Jersey, Atlantic City. I had a question and a statement. I think Nagy is trash. I think they should get rid of him today. Don't even wait. And Dalton should be the starter. He has a proven track record. He's taken the lowly Bengals to the playoffs 4 years.
But they haven't won in the playoffs.
And no, but yeah, well, guess how many times? Well, who looks more productive right now? The lowest quarterback statistically in the NFL in Justin Fields or the red rifle from the river to the sea? Would you take
done other than maybe get into the playoffs? He hasn't won there.
Maybe get in? Something that the Bears should like be dying for at this point with their trash quarterback now. We can't even throw the ball. He's a good gadget player. He should be like a backup running back and on the special teams. He should play from the river to the sea. What do you think of the Red Rifles starting for next week? How do you feel about that? Just Cup fan must be free.
I don't think so. I don't like it. I think right now I want to continue to see Fields start and keep getting the experience and winning.
He's trash. He's garbage.
What do you mean he's trash? That team is trash right now too, don't you think?
He's the quarterback. It's on his shoulders. When Dalton was the quarterback, he got benched because the team wasn't performing. He wasn't performing. The team wasn't performing. Dalton Fields is trash. A dumb.
Do you think if Dalton started that game against Green Bay that the Bears would have won?
Yes, they would have won by 3 touchdowns.
Are you out of your mind? You think they would have beat the Packers and would have beaten Aaron Rodgers by 3 touchdowns if Dalton had gotten the start? Sorry, I can't buy that.
Yeah, they would have clobbered them.
By 3 touchdowns. Thanks for the call from Atlantic City, Jared. Appreciate it. Nope. They wouldn't have beaten them by 3 touchdowns no matter what ended up happening.
That guy is just sitting on a couch with his buddy Stone thinking, hey, I bet you I could get less mad about my Fields thing. He's so happy.
He's so happy that he starts to giggle at the end. From the river to the sea.
The red rifle from the river to the sea.
He's trash. Trash. Trash, I say. Oh, God.
You don't feel bad. I feel bad.
It's overnight radio. We just 5 hours of calls.
To human being. It's Les Grobson. He's trying to have a real legit conversation with a guy who's absolutely playing him. Dude is just gaming Les completely.
human to human conversation. I suppose you're right. I find the whole
against Green Bay that the Bears would have won.
Yes, they would have won by 3 touchdowns.
Are you out of your mind?
From the river.
You think they would have beat the Packers and would have beaten Aaron Rodgers by 3 touchdowns if Dalton had gotten the start? Sorry, I can't buy that.
Yeah, they would. They would have clobbered them.
That's when the edible kicks in. Oh, is that great? I don't feel bad at all. It's so good. Come on, it programs a segment of overnight radio and a segment of drive time radio.
Perhaps you remember your first edible.
Yeah, it's so good. Who could not want that?
And yeah, truthfully, Les probably experiences that exactly like if it were a regular call. Right?
He doesn't. Of course, that's a baseline. Yeah. It happened at 3 in the morning.
Sure. And he's having that conversation. He's just going just as passionate. Well, that guy's an idiot.
The right from the river to the sea.
That's so good. Which of these quotes, and we'll talk to Dave Wanstead at 4 o'clock, that have broken, come across the timeline in the old last like 15 minutes or so, is more interesting to you? To Andrea Kramer from with HBO, John Gruden speaking, saying, "The truth will come out."
Oh my God!
Okay,
I have the full version of that here.
Okay, you want to give the full version?
Yeah, here's the full version because it was a producer from HBO for Andrea Kramer who called, and Gruden picked up the phone. Andrea Kramer said he's still in Vegas, and he said to the producer, "Quote: People who know me know what I stand for 58 years. I have a resume." Of 58 years, the truth will come out.
Noted non-racist as a toddler, John Gruden. Everybody knows that about him.
Noted football coach, 3-year-old football coach, John Gruden.
Always has been.
Always will be.
So adorable with his little headset.
I guess not always will be.
I would argue.
Yeah, it's on me.
I would argue, in response to that quote, I would argue, nor I would probably say to John, the truth has come out.
Well, that's right.
I mean, like, I think we know the truth.
John Gruden being a little bit of a rubber lips right now, you would say, right?
Yeah.
Might
say that about John Gruden.
Me and my friends have always called liars rubber lips.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, so that's quote number one.
Yeah.
Here's quote number two from Daryl Morey. He runs the Philadelphia 76ers. That's the team that employs Ben Simmons on the $190 million contract. Yeah. He's just not playing.
Yeah, Ben Simmons, who it just has no plans to play anytime real soon.
Here's the quote.
Yeah.
You're going to think I'm kidding. I'm not. This could go on for 4 years. We're in the prime of Joel's career. Either Ben Simmons is playing for us or we have to get back a difference maker. End quote. That is badass.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's right or if he's telling the truth, but he's basically saying, you think Ben Simmons is all first-team defense,
right.
All NBA caliber, early 20s superstar. If he don't want to be here, fine. But I got to get back a guy who, if Ben Simmons, let's say just for sake of making it easy, Ben Simmons, top 25 guy in the league, I got to get back top 25 guy in the league. Or
the value of a top 25 guy.
Yeah. Or
in
he
terms
sit,
of assets.
Or he sits, I sit. Like, He sits, we're not paying him.
This is Daryl Morey saying,
4 years.
I will not lose this game of chicken.
Yeah. Ben Simmons can sit out for 4 years and forfeit $190 million before I trade him for less than he's worth. And he's submarining his trade value by behaving this way. So, buckle up. That is, NBA season's 2 days old.
That's going hard.
And we got lots of drama. Dave Wanstead is here. There's no booze in the room. We'll have to change that.
It's Victory Thursday, man.
Victory, I don't know.
I'm not giving you guys that good stuff unless we win.
The Bulls won.
Yeah, so we're not going to be drinking for weeks.
The Braves won. Is that close enough?
Better start rooting for the Bears.
The Bears are 13-point underdogs. We're not going to drink again. How do you handle players being late? Do you fine them? Social media? All sorts of controversy that we can get the coach's perspective on next on The Score.